On. Okay.
Okay, I'm Dr. Gloria Mahor from Trehut, Indiana. I'm one of the pro-lifers here in Washington, D.C. today. And the big question I have is, what are we going to do, all of us, when we go back home to where we come from? Are we going to go back and lie down and take it easy, just as usual, or are we going to do something to change?
What do you recommend?
America. I recommend everybody go back home and do everything you can to change America and be a pro-life and Christian.
My name is Eric Slaughter. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. And this is my second March for Life. The first time I came for the experience, but also last year we had elected our first most pro-abortion president that we've ever had. Also our first African-American president, which was somewhat difficult for me in that as much as I wanted to vote for him, I in good conscience could not, because it would mean supporting his views, extreme views of in favor of abortion.
My name is Mikey Padilla. I'm from Columbus, Indiana. I'm with the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And I'm here in Washington, D.C. because I have to do everything I can to stop this injustice, because anything less isn't enough.
We've been coming for the last many years with a group of college students, and now post-college. It's okay. A great witness to come with my baby. And
it's your first baby?
Yes.
This year, I decided to come back at the last minute, primarily because I believe that we have to continue to represent and support the support life. If I don't do it, who will do it? There will come a time when I can't, and hopefully there will be others who will be able to pick that up and continue the march. I think of Martin Luther King and the march in Washington during the Civil Rights era, and how important that was. And I believe that protecting life is the ultimate goal and purpose for us.
We have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life comes first, and right now, with this law, living is a privilege. It is not a right we have.
And it's just not fair that people can choose if they can live or not. I mean, that's just not a yes or no thing. That's something that has to be a yes every time, because a baby is precious.
Well, I think prayer is the answer, no doubt. Peaceful approach. Prayer and fasting are probably the two key factors in fighting this.
We're from the Sisters of Life. There's over 50 of us that have come down from New York, and we do this every year to give witness to the sanctity of human life. Our special charism is to stand up for life and to serve those who are vulnerable to losing their lives, especially the unborn.
I think there is hope. I travel with a lot of young priests who their first goal in life is the protection of life. Their message is loud and clear. And also, I see the youth. I see the enthusiasm in their eyes. I think they're taking it on as a cause. They know if they want to improve this country, to really create a great change in this country would be to protect life.
We cannot give up, because there will always be those forces who will seek to further abortion, the cause of freedom of choice, which I simply cannot turn my back to. So that is why I continue to come, and I hope that others will continue to come when they're able, and those who can't, to pray, to fast for an end to abortion, and for the mothers and the fathers who suffer from this great tragedy.
I'm Green Solomon. I'm here at the 2010 March of Life to stand up for those babies who don't have a voice in the matter. It's a real fun experience standing up with fellow Catholics and Christians to protect those babies who don't have a voice in this matter.
Hi, I'm Daly Sullivan. I'm here for the March for Life 2010, standing up for the babies who can't speak and for the women who have done abortions and why they regret it.